What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 21st, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And, of course, in hour number three today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. It's a very, very busy news day for a Friday, all things considered here. Obviously, big news going on out. Sean Spicer has resigned as the White House press secretary. And apparently the reason for this was Trump's bringing in Anthony Scaramucci, former Goldman Sachs executive, as the new White House communications director. And apparently Sean Spicer was used to this idea that he was going to have direct access to the president. Now all of a sudden there's a new intermediary, and that was a little too much for him. And so he is now out. Which is a shame, because I love the way that he would stand up to the corporate media. So I at least am going to miss him. Now, over at President Trump's legal team, his private legal team that's trying to deal with all this muck coming out of the swamp about Russia, their spokesman, Mark Corallo, has also resigned. And apparently Corallo was very unhappy that the only strategy Trump's legal team really seemed to be following right now was to try and attack the credibility of special counsel Robert Mueller. And it's not like the legal team really needed to worry about that, because Mueller himself was in the process of destroying his credibility as a special counsel by openly and flagrantly violating the special counsel statutes, which basically say special counsels are appointed to look into one single matter. And Mueller is just out there just searching everything. He's on a fishing expedition trying to find anything he can find on Donald Trump. That's not what special counsels are supposed to do. And the latest word that we are getting is that Trump is now in talks with Senator Ted Cruz and others regarding their potential reaction if Donald Trump fires Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Of course, we know the Democrats and the corporate media are going to go ballistic. They're going to equate this to Richard Nixon's firing of Archibald Cox, and they're going to be screaming impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. But Donald Trump is basically, I think, finally waking up to the reality of what loyalties are really like in Washington politics, and it's vastly different than he's used to from the world of business. And Trump, I think, is beginning to understand that he has allowed himself to be surrounded, corralled, and controlled by people who nominally are supposed to be working for him, but are instead using the presidency to serve their own particular agendas. So it's going to be a very tough decision for Trump to have to make. And no matter what he does, there's going to be somebody out there who says, I don't like it. But I personally think, and I've been saying this all along, Trump, when he came on into that White House, he should have just cleaned it out completely of all the Obama holdovers, and he should have gone outside the Beltway to find the best qualified people to do the functions he needs done inside that White House. And it's kind of amazing in a way, if you think about it. Donald Trump went into the White House promising to drain the swamp and then proceeded to hire the alligators as his staff. So, of course, it has not been working out. Now, there is an article over at DC Whispers saying that we may be seeing the unfolding of the plan to take Trump out. If Trump fires Mueller, it'll be a political war that could result in Trump's removal from office. The alternative would be Trump making a deal with the deep state, in which he quietly resigns or and gets out of the White House with at least some of his reputation still intact. But we are seeing a war between the deep state and the American people and the president elected by the American people. And that is going to send a signal to everybody. We are, in fact, living in a dictatorship with delusions of democracy. And I can't imagine most Americans actually being comfortable with that. Now, over at the unmasking scandal We understand that Samantha Power is getting ready to testify here, and a lot of speculation is she's going to be set up as the sacrificial lamb to get everybody else off the hook. They're just going to dump it on her and say, oh, Samantha Power did it. Had nothing to do with Obama. Had nothing to do with Susan Rice. It was all Samantha Power's fault, and they're going to throw her to the wolves unless she's got some information and she can make a deal. Lou Dobbs came on out with a new report on voter fraud. Apparently, they found another 834,000 illegal immigrants who voted for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump had to have had a landslide victory last year to overcome all of this fraud. And by the way, this is the end of Hillary's claim that she won the popular vote. When you subtract out all the illegals who voted, all the people who voted twice for her, all the dead people who voted for her, she lost by a huge, huge margin. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And another article coming on out. Apparently, this Scott Dworkin is co-founder of the recently formed Democratic Coalition Against Trump. And he was out there in an interview with the Associated Press saying, Democrats just need to keep talking about impeachment. Constant, constant, constant. That's all you're going to talk about. Just keep that idea in front of the American people that we need to impeach Donald Trump. And again, are they actually thinking there's going to be some way that they can get Hillary in there? Because it's not going to happen. They're going to get President Pence. And Pence may be a little bit more amenable to the deep state. Sometimes the Democrats come across like they're just children throwing a tantrum. And I am not the only person saying that, because apparently donations to the Democratic National Committee have evaporated. They're broke. The latest Federal Election Commission report shows that the Democratic National Committee finished June $3 million in debt. They are well and truly into the red. Now, over at the corporate media, and by the way, the corporate media bias is becoming more obvious. The censorship of the interviews, we're getting into that last stage where people aren't even trying to maintain the illusion of objectivity and fairness or legality or anything. And Sean Hannity had been set to receive the William F. Buckley Award for Media Excellence. But apparently it has now been rescinded, and the excuse given is that Sean Hannity's coverage of the Seth Rich murder is turning off advertisers. I really seriously doubt that. I don't think the advertisers care. If people are tuning into Sean Hannity to hear about Seth Rich, that's good for the advertisers. I think the pressure is coming from somewhere else that wants the Seth Rich assassination and its links to the DNC computer leak to just go away. And by the way, it is exactly this kind of heavy-handed behavior that signals that Seth Rich's death was not just a botched robbery. If it was a botched robbery, nobody would care. But when you see this many different interests out there trying to make this story go away, it's obvious something's being hidden. They're telegraphing. There's a big, deep, dark secret there. Okay, turning on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Apparently, there's been a fierce clash between the Syrian army and ISIS in the Homs-Palmyra Highway near the border with Iraq. And apparently, 30 ISIS members were killed, 50 were injured during clashes in the area of Humamya near the border with Iraq. So the fighting is still going on, but the Syrian army is making tremendous, tremendous gains. Now, despite the fact that he was diagnosed with cancer just the other day, John McCain, or somebody acting on his behalf, issued a blistering statement denouncing Donald Trump for cutting off the CIA support to those U.S.-backed terrorists in Syria going after Bashar al-Assad. So John McCain still wants Assad to come down. He still wants war on Syria. What I think is about to happen in Syria is the U.S. finally got the message they're not going to succeed in getting Assad out of there, not with Russia sitting on that territory. So now the U.S. is changing its policy. All those ISIS and Al-Qaeda that the U.S. has been covertly supplying, they're cutting off their supplies, and the U.S. is going to go on in and kill their own proxies. They're really going to start bombing and attacking ISIS and Al-Qaeda and just kill them all off and then step back and declare victory, even though in the larger strategic paradigm of that grand design that was leaked by General Wesley Clark some years ago, this represents a major setback for the United States and its goal of hegemonic domination over both the Middle East and the rest of the world. Meanwhile, Russia is deploying hundreds of forces in southern Syria, and accommodations are already being made for them. Technically, they're considered military police, and their goal is to make sure that the ceasefire that has been set up in that part of Syria is maintained, especially in the aftermath of statements coming from Israel that they are adamantly opposed to this ceasefire, because Israel's goal is to find an excuse to grab the Golan for themselves permanently. They're already sucking all the oil and gas they can out from underneath it and selling it. But Israel wants the Golan, almost even more than they want Gaza and the West Bank. And again, at yesterday's meeting at the Pentagon, Trump went on in there and said, we're going to be talking about how we're going to get rid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. And he came on out is with a statement. ISIS is failing fast, very fast. So I think that's what's going on down there. The U.S. can't win in Syria, so they're going to try and have an exit strategy where they can look good, look like they won, even though it's actually a defeat. Now, getting on back to Afghanistan, people are still talking about that Moab bomb that the U.S. dropped on Afghanistan. And it's aftermath, because apparently medical personnel in the area are noticing an increase in strange diseases among the civilians who survived the blast itself. One of the employees of the healthcare corps of the Aachen district is saying the people are showing skin and eye diseases. And he basically said the symptoms are those of radiation exposure, and raises the possibility that along with being a very big bomb, the Moab may be built using depleted uranium. And everywhere depleted uranium has been used by the United States of America, horrible tragedy follows. Massive birth defects, cancers, leukemias. Really is a very, very ugly weapon. Over in Lebanon, Hezbollah has launched an offensive to clear the militants from the Arsal outskirts. And apparently they have been dug in that area since 2013. And Hezbollah is now going for a complete encirclement to cut off their supply lines and basically wait them out until they have to surrender. The U.S. Army is deploying yet another 2,100 soldiers into Iraq. They're claiming that this is going to bring the conflict to an end, which makes about as much sense as pouring kerosene on a stove fire. No, this is going to prolong things. The more you send these soldiers in, and by the way, in Iraq, as is in Syria, the government has not given the U.S. permission to be there. Now, getting on to Iran, a senior Russian official has basically denounced the new U.S. sanctions on Iran as ridiculous, based on unfounded grounds, and saying that, yes, this will undermine the implementation of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran. Now, Tehran has already implemented their half. The IAEA confirmed that again just a week ago. It's the United States that has not implemented their side of the agreement. Iranian money is still frozen inside the United States. The sanctions that were in place before the P5 plus 1 have not all been lifted. In fact, additional sanctions have been added, and now they're adding more, supposedly because Iran's missile program is a dire threat to the United States of America, even though they couldn't possibly reach this far. Very alarming story that's coming on out. Apparently, Newt Gingrich is coming on out demonizing Iran. And remember the other day we were ridiculing the New York Slimes because they had this article where they were trying to rewrite the history of the recent Mideast wars that Iran was this evil empire exerting its sphere of influence into Iraq, and the United States was this great nation, the bastion of democracy, and we were improving the lives of people in every one of these countries we invaded, at least those who were not blown to bloody bits. And it looks like the New York Times was trying to set the stage for Newt Gingrich, because Newt Gingrich is out there saying Iran must be free. The dictatorship must be destroyed. Containment is appeasement, and appeasement is surrender. Well, a couple of small problems there. Iran happens to be free at the moment. If the U.S. invades, it will no longer be free. Ask the people of Iraq. Ask the people of Afghanistan. Ask the people of any of these countries invaded or overthrown by the U.S. They're no longer free. And Iran is not under a dictatorship. They elect their rulers. So Gingrich is out there just screaming about what a danger Iran is. Gingrich is saying freedom is threatened everywhere so long as the dictatorship stays in power. Okay, how is our freedom threatened by a country with only 3% of our gross domestic product? It doesn't really make any sense. Doesn't matter what government they have, even if they were a dictatorship. They're not a threat to us, especially when you recall that Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years, and certainly not since the Iranian Revolution kicked out the last U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah. So, we posted this flashback article talking about a Brookings Institute publication that comes on out and talks about a horrific provocation to trigger the invasion of Iran. And I'm going to read you a direct quote from this thing. Any military operation against Iran will likely be very unpopular around the world and require the proper international context, meaning lies. The best way to minimize international opprobrium and maximize support, however grudging or covert, is to strike only when there is a widespread conviction that the Iranians were given but then rejected a superb offer, one so good that only a regime determined to acquire nuclear weapons and acquire them from the wrong reasons would turn it down. Under those circumstances, the United States or Israel could portray its operations as taken in sorrow rather than anger. And at least some in the international community would conclude that the Iranians brought it on themselves by refusing a very good deal. Well, that's what they wanted to happen with the P5+1. They came on out with the P5+1. They made all these incredible demands on Iran. And because Iran wasn't really building nuclear weapons anyway, it was a no-brainer. Iran said, sure, we'll go along with it. And that's the reason why the United States doesn't want to keep their half of the P5+1, why they want that deal to go away, because that was supposed to be the deal that Iran was going to refuse to allow for the invasion. Now, you all probably, if you're my age, you remember the movie Dr. Strangelove, directed by Stanley Kubrick, Peter Sellers in multiple roles, and it came out as a lighthearted look at nuclear combat. Interestingly enough, it was released about the same time as a much more serious treatment called Failsafe, which starred Henry Fonda, and it was a more serious treatment. But in the Dr. Strangelove, toward the end of the movie, the Russian ambassador reveals that the Soviet Union, unable to keep up with the costs of arming itself with more missiles and bombers and everything, builds a doomsday device that is fully automated so that if the Soviet Union was attacked with a nuclear weapon, everything would just be launched automatically. Well, apparently back in the 1980s, the Soviet Union actually built that thing. Maybe they're big Stanley Kubrick fans. And according to Chechnya's leader, it is still in operation. If Russia is hit with a nuclear weapon, every single nuclear weapon in Russia will launch immediately, automatically. Nobody can shut it off, at least according to this leader in Chechnya. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take some phone calls here. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I don't really take that Chechen guy too seriously. I think this is similar to that story that they had where they said they were planting nuclear mole devices on the ocean floor off the Atlantic coast shelf there.
I'll agree that one was pretty fantastical, but in the case of what the Chechenian leader is saying, there are no hidden bombs. It is simply a system whereby the existing nuclear weaponry is set up to launch in the event it detects a nuclear explosion over Russia. And I can imagine it wouldn't be that difficult to set that up. I can also imagine probably the United States has something similar. The fact that it can be done means that sooner or later somebody's going to do it.
Right. I don't even have a problem with them having that. The story itself doesn't really bother me, and I'm sure there are several countries with a similar defense mechanism set up. However, the way it was presented to us, you know, the consumer of the media, is that, you know, this thing is on a hairpin trigger and can go off. We have to remember, I mean, there was things like the Vela incident where, you know, what if Israel tests a nuke or something? Will this thing go off? Or what if China tests one? So I think that we have to remember that they probably have updated it, and it's probably a responsible defense. I mean, it's not, they made it sound just like a complete out-of-control freight train. I'm sure that they've updated this over the last 30 years several times.
Oh, they would have to. The hardware simply wouldn't last that long. And we're going to assume that at least part of the input suite on this are going to be seismographs. And just like the automated system that says, oh, we just had an earthquake in the Greek islands, it's going to localize where that shockwave is coming from. And there are probably going to be other sensors as well, listening for electromagnetic pulse and the rest of it. And I think it would be nice if both sides had such a system, because that's going to deter leaders from turning those buttons. And that is really the goal here. Now, remember, all of these nuclear weapons were sold to the American people back during my parents' generation to deter the reality or possibility of a nuclear war. Well, let's use them for that very situation. What concerns me are all these people walking around Washington, D.C. right now saying, well, as long as we've got them, let's just go ahead and nuke Russia and get it over with. And this is coming from Paul Craig Roberts and a couple of other people, that there's actually this mindset. You know, hey, we've got our bunkers and we got too many Americans anyway. Let's just go ahead and launch a nuclear war, stay down underground for 6 months, and we come on up and it'll all be green and beautiful and Garden of Eden and whatever they think
it's frightening. Those people really do exist. You know,
yes,
we have to keep our eye on them. One thing about Kubrick, I've read this in a couple different places, that movie, Dr. Strangelove, he had such a accurate replica of the B-52 bomber in the film that he was actually paid a visit by the military and almost arrested because they didn't share. This was not a cooperation. They didn't tell him, okay, here's what the control panels inside of the cockpit of the B-52 look like. However, he was able to replicate that through his connections, the Hollywood military government connections. Mm-hmm. And they were freaked out by it when they saw the film, that it was so lifelike. So it wouldn't surprise
actually, that story is a publicity stunt because he did have a lot of cooperation from the military. They even gave him the reason the dialogue in the aircraft sounds so realistic is they actually gave him the manuals. So there was a lot of cooperation. Now, obviously, some of the panels were changed. That CRM discriminator that was supposed to be the coding device was a complete fiction and made up. Most of the controls, it's a standard instrument cluster. It's not like there was anything that was secret. You know, it's your engine throttle control and your compass, artificial horizon, altimeter, and airspeed indicator. Those are not exactly classified pieces of equipment. The only thing that was changed for the movie, of course, was the indicator for the bombing and the targeting system and the encryption, and that was completely made up by the prop department.
Right. Well, two quick things. It wouldn't surprise me.
Can I put you on hold? Can I put you on hold?
Sure.
Okay, all right. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to Mike in Alaska, I want to share with you all a little piece of film trivia. Probably a lot of you don't know. In Dr. Strangelove, there's the scene on board the B-52 where Major Kong is getting out the survival kits. They're going on into Russia and they're getting the survival kits. And there's a 45 caliber automatic, two boxes of ammunition, emergency rations, $100 in gold, chewing gum, and so forth and so on. And then at the end of that whole scene, Major Kong says, shoot, a fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with all that stuff. The next time you see that movie, watch his lips, read his lips. What he actually said on camera was, you could have a pretty good weekend in Dallas with all that stuff. But between the time they shot that scene and the film's release, the Kennedy assassination took place. So they went in and they looped it in order to change the name of the city. So, Mike, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Well, the only other thing about that movie is the Dr. Strangelove is Dr. Fremdliebe, and that whole character is based on the Operation Paperclip as far as German scientists coming over. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's interesting that even what you're saying is making sense, but even with collaboration, Kubrick, in all of his films, really was so great at putting clues in there for the rest of us, maybe future generations or whatever, to kind of have his own little message. You know what I mean? When I saw that film, it didn't make me go, hoorah, let's nuke them all. You know what I mean? Me, it was an anti-war film. I mean, when I saw it,
oh, absolutely it was. Absolutely it was. So was Failsafe. It's hard to think of any movie that's ever been made that seems to say, yeah, nuclear war is a really good idea. Let's go have one. You know, virtually every movie that involves the use of nuclear weapons, it's always a bad thing, you know, whether it's destroying humanity or waking Godzilla up.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over here to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, the day after ain't going to make you go hurrah, huh?
Yeah, no, it isn't. I think we can all agree, okay, that nuclear war is a bad thing. And that's why it's so amazing to comprehend Paul Craig Roberts saying that there are actually people out there saying that, yeah, let's do it. It's going to be great. And I think one of the problems that we have today with the younger generation is they don't really have a direct experience of what nuclear war is all about. Much of the devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki has been repaired and rebuilt, and most people's experience of nuclear weapons are these old films from the Nevada tests or the tests in the South Pacific, and to them, a nuclear bomb is an abstraction. Like it's a bigger bomb, but that's all it is, and they don't really understand just how incredibly destructive and powerful these things are. We're talking about wiping out an entire city in a single blow.
Hey, Mike, that system the Russians have, it's called Dead Man's Hand. And the way it worked is sorry.
Go ahead.
It shot up a missile, and the missile, the warhead would parachute, well, you know, the device inside would parachute down and send out a signal across Russia. Now, I don't know if it sent out a signal outside Russia, though. I know it would send out a signal across Russia, and then that would activate the missile silos. You know, that's how it works.
I can see several technical problems with that approach. First and foremost, it's susceptible to jamming. If the U.S. were to know what frequency that signal was being sent out on, they could just put some very powerful standoff jammers before the nuclear attack. I'm not buying that one. I'm sure, again, as that other caller said, it's been upgraded over the last 30 years, if it exists. And I would assume it's all hardline fiber optic communication. So that would be that's how I would do it if I were going to get ready to destroy the world.
Hey, Mike, what's your take on this Maxine Waters running for president in 2020? I mean,
well, that does it.
That
does it. I'm voting for Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
If you can't get any more, you know, I mean, I voted for Trump, but I mean, are we at the last levels of this empire? If this is the best we came up with was Trump and Hillary.
No, we're in the last stages of the collapse of empire when these things happen. Remember when Caligula had his horse elected to the Roman Senate?
Maybe the horse maybe won't start a war, though.
Well, actually, the horse turned out to be the least corrupt of the senators in the Roman Senate.
Yeah, no, Maxine Waters, I love it. She got a $4 million mansion. She's been in there, what, for 40 years?
Yes.
Where's she getting all this money from? Where are they all getting? They all have slush funds, foundations. You know, it's a joke. You know, it's just a joke.
And it's being played on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're the biggest, we're suckers, Mike. You know, if we weren't, we'd be all pitchforks out in the in front of the Capitol.
Well, I don't have a pitchfork. I'm going to have to show up with a weed whacker.
I got a portable guillotine I'll let you borrow.
Ah, okay, that'll be good. That'll be good. Make sure that thing is oiled up. All right, we're going to switch over to Patch in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I know it's a little off topic. I'm an hour behind on you, but I've been trying to call in. Earlier, you were talking about the police situations and the drugs and things. Ever since I turned seven, my father would pull me out of school, and he made me ride in his squad car with him all the time.
Oh, okay.
And the things that I seen, but he would actually, and some of the other ones, would actually drink to calm down at first. They drank all the time.
Yes.
Because you don't understand the power of that badge. I mean, they would literally go and just look. I mean, they just wanted excitement. Then they gave him drugs. But the thing with him, when he got off work, he would put his holster in the car in front of the window, and I had to ride around with him. He would look for stuff. I mean, he just couldn't stop it.
Well, you know, now there are some good police officers out there.
Yeah.
We have a neighbor who's a very good police officer. But, yeah, that uniform and that badge attracts a certain personality who wants that authority to push other people around. And it does lead to some kinds of problems. Back in California, I have a half-brother from my father's second marriage who used to be an L.A. County sheriff, and then he had an accident and he's on disability. It used to terrify me that he was out there with a gun and a badge. I mean, he was always openly talking about how much he wanted an excuse to shoot a black guy. That wasn't even the words that he used.
Exactly. When I was there, I didn't know what the word Caucasian or the N-word meant because I was only seven, and I was in the car with him. Like, what does that mean? He said, that tells me which one's a criminal. You got to try to figure out which one. How do you know? And he said, they teach us to tell. And I just seen people all the time. You know, I didn't know. And it took me, I didn't know until 14, until somebody, one of my friends were laughing, and they said, you think that word means that? You know? And I'm like, yeah, because he would keep me out for almost a whole year at a time. I had to ride around in a squad car with him all the time.
Boy, I'm surprised that Child Protective Services didn't come on in.
That's why he kept me in the car with him, because he was always putting me in the hospital. And with that badge, that meant his rights were more important than mine.
Well, you know, being your father, he has a certain authority over you anyway. All right. Well, Patch, thanks a lot for the information. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the war zones. According to U.S. intelligence agencies, North Korea is prepping for another missile test. And as usual, it's framed about the rogue North Korean regime is getting ready to launch another missile test. Ooh, how bad. Meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is testing missiles all over the place. They just launched an ICBM right overhead to test that up in Alaska. Our missile tests are good. Their missile tests are bad. Every nation on Earth has a right to develop weapon systems with which to deter being invaded, especially in this era where the United States government is invading and regime-changing countries left and right. I don't blame North Korea for wanting to build up defensive weaponry. And if North Korea acquires a nuclear weapon, they are not going to use it unless they are invaded. If Iraq had had nuclear weapons, which they didn't, they wouldn't have used them unless they were being invaded. If Iran ever does get a nuclear weapon, they won't use it unless they're being invaded. For all this talk about how all these other countries and the bad nuclear weapons that are out there, there's only one nation on this planet that's actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that, of course, is the United States of America. And they did it to prove they had those weapons and were psychotic enough to use them, because Japan was already trying to surrender when Hiroshima was bombed. We're coming up on that anniversary in a couple of weeks. Let's see. Very alarming sign here. Apparently, the U.S. is now urging all U.S. citizens, all nationals in North Korea, to depart immediately. And tourists are banned from visiting North Korea. And that signals something bad is about to happen. All right, let's take another phone call. John in Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. You're familiar with the saying, the quickening.
Yes.
I think that was Art Bell, I think, first came out with that, but I'm not sure. But I want to give you a saying that I made up years ago, and I haven't heard anybody mention it, and I got my ears to the alternative news. It's the quickening of the awakening. I want to give that to you to use, because I haven't heard anybody use it. And I think your show...
Well, you just used it, and I'm not going to take credit for it. I appreciate the thought.
No, I just want you to be... but anyway, I just love your show.
All right.
And I'm watching you on Bamboozer.
Okay.
And thank you so much for what you do.
All right,
hey, buddy! You're in my living room every day.
All right. Well, you know, count the silverware after I leave. Thank you very much for the kind words. And we're going to head on out here and get back to the news. The situation over in China and India is getting extraordinarily tense. And they're threatening a war. China's already come on out and said they're willing to go to a long-term war with India. And I'm not even sure what they're fighting about. I don't even know that they know what they're fighting about. But, of course, the big risk is that both India and China do have nuclear weapons. That could be where a global thermonuclear war actually starts. Because once they start flinging bombs, everybody's going to get nervous and start hitting those buttons. Now, there's a very bizarre article here called U.S. World Supremacy Challenged, China Opens First Overseas Military Base. And the U.S. has got their knickers in the twist about, oh, China's got an overseas military base and they're sending in personnel and weapons here right now. I mean, the United States has got close to 800 overseas military bases. China's one doesn't really represent a serious threat. And China is establishing that base to basically secure sea lanes of communication, lines of communication, as they economically start to move into Europe. Now, a more honest analytical article is out of Russia Today, saying that Russia and China responding jointly to the threat of American imperialism, they are telegraphing the message one more time. If the U.S. goes to war with Russia or China, it will be war with both. And I do not think that the United States can win a conventional war against the combined forces of Russia and China. And they're already exercising and drilling together up there in the Baltic. Especially when you consider that our stockpiles are drawn down, our existing weapons are worn out, they're not really built to last, and the new weapons that are being built are junk coming right off the assembly line. Now, over in Israel, another flashpoint is happening there. And again, I suspect Netanyahu is trying to kick this up as a distraction from his political corruption trial. And the confrontation over the Al-Aqsa Mosque is continuing. Israel is imposing new restrictive measures on the holy site. And that, of course, is just ratcheting the tensions up even further. At least 70 Palestinians have been injured during these clashes with Israeli forces, one of them badly enough that they required surgery. Now, there's an analyst, this is being reported in Press TV, a gentleman named Shakdam, saying that what Israel is trying to do is erase the religious heritage of the Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories. Remember what Golda Meir used to say? There's no such thing as Palestinians. Israel is a land without a people for a people without a land. And then, of course, we came up with all the documentation. Yeah, the place has been Palestine since biblical times. It's on all the maps throughout the Middle Ages, the Renaissance. It's shown as Palestine. We've got Palestinian coins. But Israel's idea is to erase your history in order to make you go away. The same thing the New World Order is trying to do all across Europe and here in the United States of America. erase our own history in order to impose whatever illusion, whatever lie they want to. And Israel is trying to exacerbate hatred and divisions within these various religious communities. Now, over the Shalom Hartman Institute, there's Tomer Persico, who's a religion professor at Tel Aviv University, and he says what's going on right now is Israel is seeing an opportunity to reclaim the Temple Mount for themselves, to basically take it on over and say, this is now ours, we're going to knock down the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and we're going to start building the Third Temple. Actually, the Third Temple was built in the time of Herod. But they're trying to say it doesn't count, because after it was built, the Messiah didn't show up. But if you go back and you look at the original United Nations partition plan, Jerusalem was firmly in Palestinian hands, and every expansion Israel has made is always about grabbing more and more of Jerusalem and that Temple Mount. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take that you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like things are going to get really ugly in Israel for the Palestinians. Not that it's ever been other than that. But apparently the chief rabbi of Safed and member of the Israeli chief rabbinate council, Shmuel Eliyahu, I apologize for butchering the name, was being interviewed on Israeli TV Channel 7 and came on out and said the Palestinians are monsters and killing them is a religious duty, and slaughtering the Palestinians gets Jews closer to God. So remind me again what is supposed to be the religion of peace and what is supposed to be the religion of violence. Now, as you know, Gaza is dealing with a severe fuel crisis. And as a result, a lot of raw sewage is just overflowing into their coastal waters, which is harming their fishing. It's actually dangerous to eat fish out of there now. People trying to swim on the beaches are walking out covered in sewage. And Israel seems to think this is perfectly fine. This is perfectly fine here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the reason why China is starting to look at overseas military bases, they're starting to extend themselves economically. And there's an article in Sputnik News that says, "Move over, please. China increases influence in the U.S.-dominated Middle East." And that's actually going to be very easy to do. For two reasons. One, the United States has managed to alienate pretty much everybody in the Middle East. Two, China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They have things the people in the Middle East want to buy. The United States does not. Our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years, and what America manufactures today is looked on as overpriced junk by much of the world. And rather than try and fix the manufacturing, the U.S. response lately has been these so-called free trade agreements, which are anything but free trade. They are, in fact, coercion to force the signatory countries to buy certain products from the United States, even if they don't want them. Even if other countries' products are superior and less expensive. That tells you right there, it isn't free trade. In a world that really had free trade across the globe, the United States would have collapsed long ago. Now, amping up the pressure on Venezuela, the latest shot in the U.S. economic war against Venezuela, they're going to halt oil imports from Venezuela, just cut off that flow of cash as well, trying to bring that country down. Okay, let's talk about the economic news now. According to Berenberg, it's been a rough year for Wells Fargo, and apparently it's about to get worse. Analysts are predicting more than a 30% drop in the bank's shares. And there's been a downgrade from stable to sell. More about this when we come back from station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.